Good morning. I'm Don Meyer, Port of Tacoma Commission President, calling to order the special meeting on July 17, 2018. Fabulous Center located at Washington. Present with me are all of the Tacoma. To begin, would you please join me in pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Our agenda today starts with public comment. No one has signed up on the sheet for public comment. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to? Yeah, it is a little early. Seeing none, we actually have one item on our action agenda. It's a security services agreement. Request commission approval.
Thank you, Commissioner. Good morning, Commissioners. John, Don, thank you very much. The action requested today is a request commission approval to execute the third amendment to the security services agreement between SSA Terminals Tacoma LLC and the Port Tacoma, which extends the agreement through October 31st. In October of 2009, the commission approved a contract to provide APMT with security services for APMT payment through December 31st, 2017. APMT provided notice to Port Tacoma of its lease termination effective October 2nd, 2017. SSA Terminals Tacoma began operating the terminal on October 2nd, 2017 in accordance with the lease and operating agreement with the Port of Tacoma. October 19th, 2017, Commission approved the transfer of the security services agreement from APMT to SSA Terminals Tacoma. With Commission approval, the Port and SSA further agreed that the termination date of the security services agreement would be extended through October 30th, 2018. Under authority of the chief executive officer and the agreement with both parties, the security services contract agreement was extended through July 17th, 2018 via the first and second amendment. All other contractual language remained the same. Port has established a workforce which consists of represented terminal security officers, regular and relief TSOs. Officers are covered by the local 22 terminal security officers, which was recently extended to October 31st, 2018. Port and SSA desire to continue the terms of the existing security agreement to provide SSA with security services. Partnership with SSA and ILW Local 22 TSO Union, and in parallel to extension of the collective bargaining agreement, the Port is seeking approval to extend the current security service agreement through October 31st, 2018. Port Tacoma and SSA recognize the need to extend this agreement to Port's ongoing contract negotiations for three separate bargaining units, the merger of ILW 22 and 28, patrol and TSO, and unforeseen bargaining delays. Estimated agreement in the contract cost from October of 17 to October 2018. Security service agreement revenue $1,464,252. Port Tacoma ILW 22 TSO contract cost $1,355. Benefits and fringes represent approximately 54% of the annual contract cost, which is $737,000. Following approval by the commission, the chief executive officer or his designee will execute the extension of the security services agreement in the Port of Tacoma. Questions?
I hear a motion to accept the recommendation.
So moved.
Seconded.
Any questions? McCarthy.
Just that last slide that indicated benefits were 54%. That strikes me as being rather large.
So, Commissioner, that includes benefits, fringes, other operational costs, our operating, our admin costs, and our profit margin. Plus, in addition to that, our full-time manager of security over there and the admin costs associated with that, which is one individual admin assistant. So that's the total package.
Fringes include overtime?
No.
Part of the basic salary of 700?
That's part of the overall service agreement revenue. That's all included in that $1,400,000.
In comparison with other governments or other organizations, 4% a standard fringe and benefit cost? No.
I will defer to Lynn.
I would say in general, if I may, Commissioner, the port has a pretty rich benefits package as compared to the marketplace that we all benefit from. And I would say that this probably on average is fairly rich benefits package as well. I don't know if we've done a specific analysis of a comparison to the marketplace.
I'd just add one thing. I think for most businesses, it's high, but when I was with it, it's 50%. Yeah, for old manufacturing, modern businesses don't have that kind of a load. So my question is, I understand the numbers, going down to McCarthy's question, revenue is $1.4 million, right? Port of Tacoma IWLU 22 TSO contract cost is $1 million, right?
That's from October of 17 to October 2018 today.
Yeah, 1 year. Okay. That's without a contract. We're currently negotiating a contract.
That's correct.
Okay. Then I saw the 54%, but then walk me through the annual contract cost of $737,000. What I understand fringes, but fringes, from my background, have never included a profit margin. Fringes should be, this should be just total compensation and not profit. Profit margin. So walk me through benefits. So of the $1.3 million, $737,000 is the fringe benefit, right?
Benefits, fringes, admin costs, profit margin, and two full-time staff. That's what's all included in that one figure.
I guess I understand what you're saying. I just wouldn't call that benefits and fringes.
That's, oh, okay. I see what
cost,
you're saying.
You know, because it's so. It's really what it is. It's labor cost plus benefits.
Okay.
And so the labor cost, you added those three people, and I take the profit number out because that's, we can calculate that when we subtract the two. That answers my question. Thank you.
Point well taken.
Any other questions?
Can you put it in another way? Oh, I'm sorry.
Commissioner Marzano. Just real quickly, I want to make sure. We took this over from APM when APM had the agreement. And part of that whole agreement at that time was simply that APM didn't want to be involved with regards to their negotiations. It's just us doing it. It's like a pass-through to them that we say, okay, here, APM, what it's going to cost for your security. And this is the same thing.
With SSA. That's correct, Commissioner.
Well, I was just caught up in the conversation about the 54% versus the 46%. So the 46% includes?
That is the wages.
That's just pure wages, pure and simple. Okay, good.
And I think you'll find that matched when you pull that profit gain out, they'll be matched. And I think you find that Amazon doesn't have that benefit cost, nor does Microsoft and all the other companies don't have that benefit cost. That's why they go to IRAs and 401ks and stuff like that, because it's not a fixed pension.
So to be clear, the ask
it is what it is.
Yeah, the ask here is to extend the existing contract through October of this year, so that we can complete the negotiation to extend the contract for a term, probably 3 to 5 years somewhere in there. So we will come back to you prior to October with that. That's our intent with a new contract.
One final clarification. The lease that SSA took over. Oh, what's the current?
About a 10-year?
10 years.
Yeah. 10-year, and we are in year one.
Question I have, and just clarity around, I would have thought, I'm assuming the agreement revenue number that I see on that page is basically what we billed for the cost of that service. So down below, that number below, when you make reference to profit margin, I'm beginning to wonder, what's the delta of the 1.4 to the 1.3?
About.
If it isn't the profit margin?
Well.
Or is it a portion of the profit margin? Because I think what I'd like to see is just clarity around.
What's the cost?
What are our costs, and what do we bill for, and what's the delta? That way, from a commission perspective, I can understand that one. I got apples and oranges here, a little bit confused.
It's about $99,797.
So in addition to that.
About 7%, Commissioner.
Well, right now, I'm looking at $100,000.
Yeah.
Chart. So you're saying, in addition to the $100,000, there's a $90,000 built into the 737?
No. If you subtract the numbers, the delta would be 7%. That's what I thought I heard you say.
Yeah.
Right.
Real question, profit margin is built in, that's wrong.
Yes.
The real profit margin is difference between.
Yeah, I just want clarity around that, because that's, what are we billing the customer, and what are our costs? So we got clarity on it. So, okay, fine. And I'm assuming as you come forward, whatever renegotiated agreement, tell us what the financial impact is.
And the estimate.
Very good. Any further comments? If not, all those in favor?
I will be abstaining just because of the affiliation I have with the ILWU. It's no reflection on this, but I just.
Very good. Thank you very much. Okay, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those abstaining?
Aye.
Commissioner Marzano, let the record show as Commissioner Marzano.
Thank you.
Motion has passed. Thank you very much, Louis. And I believe that's it for this agenda item, and therefore, we are adjourned. Thank you very much.